Good afternoon.
Hi, Sandy.
It's 3 in the afternoon, and Sandy Partain is visiting the home of Myra Courtney and her husband in Pell City. Partain is a psychiatric nurse with Alacare Home Health and Hospice, and the Courtneys are just one of her regular clients. Courtney is in her mid to late 60s and is the epitome of Southern grace and charm. When she talks with Partain about her elderly mother and recently deceased father, she measures her words carefully in a quiet voice, as she lovingly shows their last portrait together before he died.
My father had Alzheimer's and my mother has dementia. My father has passed away since then, back in May. My mother is still with us and under our care.
After a few minutes of small talk, Partain visits Courtney's 93-year-old mother, who's resting in her bedroom. Partain engages her in conversation and asks her simple questions, trying to get a read on whether her dementia has worsened. Partain then visits with Courtney and her husband, asking how they're coping and if they have any questions for her. Partain is one of a growing number of psychiatric nurses breathing life into the old term house call. According to Dr. Richard Powers, medical director of the Alabama Department of Mental Health and Retardation, 10% of people over the age of 65 and almost half of people over the age of 85 suffer from some sort of intellectual impairment, most often dementia. Depression is common as well.
So consequently, for a variety of reasons, as an aging society, we're going to need more and more help being able to stay at home.
But finding the patients who can benefit from in-home care can be the elusive piece of this home health care puzzle. Sandy Partain, psychiatric nurse for Alacare Home Health and Hospice.
Sometimes we get referrals for patients who have been hospitalized on a psychiatric unit, and we will get the referral through the discharge planner at the hospital and go out and admit them after that. And sometimes they have just seen the physician in the office and the physician feels like they are appropriate for home care.
Sometimes a family will call Alacare directly. That usually signals they've exhausted the resources with their family doc and are at the end of their rope.
Each patient is an individual and they have a unique situation.
Dr. Tara Bryant, corporate medical director for Alacare.
And oftentimes you'll have a family member calling the office repeatedly and you understand their stress level is very high regarding the issues. And then the patient may not be making it to the office. And those are red flags that are telling a physician, I need some help out in the community.
When visiting the home, the nurse first develops a relationship with the patient and family. He or she then teaches the family about the patient's particular diagnosis, what's occurring, and why it's happening. The nurse also instructs everyone when it's time to call for help. For Myra Courtney, the help has been invaluable.
It helped me understand how to relate to them better, how to understand especially the dementia, well, the Alzheimer's too, actually, the progression of the Alzheimer's.
Another benefit of these house calls is observing the patient at home. Dr. Bryant says oftentimes a patient brings their A game to the doctor's office, and the families are on their best behavior.
We all want to look good, feel good, and demonstrate that to our doctor. And the nurse being in the home really gives a much better picture of what's going on a day-to-day basis. And I'd love for the nurse to go out and see the patient and them do well. But the best thing that can happen is that nurse goes out when there is a day that's kind of a crisis to help the family as well as the patient understand perhaps why that's occurring.
The problem with dementia is that in addition to making folks forgetful, it also produces personality changes and new behavioral or psychiatric problems.
Again, Dr. Richard Powers of the Alabama Department of Mental Health and Retardation.
What kind of behaviors are we talking about? Well, the simple stuff is things like repetitive questions. That can be dealt with. However, other stuff like trying to escape from the house, trying to steal the car keys and drive at risk for other people, becoming angry or hostile, striking out. Those are all different types of symptoms that are very, very difficult to manage.
Power says that's when the home health care nurse with expertise in psychiatric behavior management becomes so important. They become a reservoir of knowledge, a link between the physician and the family, and
they can be a lifesaver to caregivers. Most long-term care for older people is provided by family members. And if you look at the model of a caregiver, it's usually a woman somewhere between the ages of 45 and 65. It could be a spouse or a daughter. Oftentimes, they're just getting their kids out of the house and they're getting to that point where they're kind of established in their job and they're thinking that they're going to enjoy life, and before you know it, now they're having to take care of mom or dad. And that can be very distressing to them. It can also become distressing to the teenage child in the house who enjoys their the company of their mom and their dad, but now they're gone all the time taking care of grandmom and grandpop.
But what about the stress on the psychiatric nurses who bring so much comfort and support to these households? Sandy Partain says it can be stressful.
But as psychiatric nurses, we know how to, we teach other people how to cope with things, so hopefully we use those same coping techniques ourselves. But usually we are able to improve their situation to the point that they feel so much relief that we actually feel good about what's happening. At least you go home at night knowing that you made a little bit of a difference and that everybody feels a little bit better.
As the general population ages and our bodies outlast our minds, thousands of families will find themselves in the unfamiliar, terrifying terrain of caring for a loved one with mental illness. And as that trend continues to grow, the experienced psychiatric nurse could become more vital than ever before for both the patients and their caregivers. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.